As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
So, a little bit of draft talk. We'll get back into the Pistons a little later. And obviously, with the Lions at 28, you guys know how I am about this. A, I've come to the conclusion I'm just rolling with whatever Holmes wants to do with the draft. Brad Holmes drafting, I got no qualms. His approach to free agency and, you know, outside help, well, that's where my issues come in. Not relevant to this. But here's my question. All right. For months and 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 months, maybe years and years, everyone has said we must draft an edge rusher. We got to draft an edge rusher. You know what they haven't done? Drafting an edge rusher. So, in an effort to figure out the unsolvable mystery, you almost could use the music from that show in the 90s, Unsolved Mysteries. Like, tell me if I am out of my mind, Rico, David, or you, the callers. Because you want an edge rusher, Brad's not giving you one. Right off the rip. Mm-hmm. Not happening.
Yep. That's how it normally works.
They took a corner in round 1 and 2 last year, plus signed DJ Reed. They ain't taking a corner. Agreed? They just made Kirby Joseph the highest paid safety in the galaxy. You're not taking safety, right? Work with me. Okay. Go to the offensive side of the ball. You got your quarterback. All jokes aside about Brad cooking and doing whatever he wants, you have 2 running backs. You're not taking a running back. We also know you're not taking a tackle. Now, tight end, no. Wide receiver, there's been rumblings. You spent a lot of time with Matthew Golden. But I'm getting to the point here. I think I've zeroed in on Brad Holmes is going to draft IBG, interior big guy, either center guard on offense or a defensive tackle on defense. Now, before everyone flips out, just hear me on this. Aleem McNeil's not going to play till Thanksgiving. And I know Lions media tried to turn Pete Lopez into a Hall of Famer. Let's get serious about this. Onwuzurike's on a 1-year deal. DJ Reader may be on one leg. Aleem ain't playing till Thanksgiving. And shout out to Lord Lopez, that's just a guy. The reality is, you do need reinforcements on the interior of your D-line. That is actually a need. Because even with Aleem McNeil, do you know what Aleem could use next to him? A space eater, an occupier, a guy that can take on the double team. Almost a Jordan Davis type guy. That would be a Kenneth Grant. On offense, Mahogany's going to be a starting guard. It's the best draft pick you made last year. Steal in the 6th round. The kid played great in limited time. Mahogany's going to play a guard spot. But you let Zeitler go. Glasgow stinks. Ragnow might be on his last year.
Right.
So then you look interior O-line. Now, what the hell's what's this guy's name? Star Glubin?
Gray Zabel.
The point is,
Star Zubin,
a guy like that has played center, guard, and tackle. Have I seen him play? No. I am a loser, but I'm not a big enough loser to watch North Dakota State football. The point is,
you haven't watched him since Trey Lance?
I have not. No, I did. I watched him against Colorado. So I guess I did watch Zlane Glabin. I watched him. Okay. I just didn't realize
Steve
I watched
Sable.
Him. Right. Guys, am I warm at all? Am I getting warmer? Is it plausible? Maybe a Donovan Jackson from Ohio State. Tyquil Williams or whatever, the defensive tackle. Or am I just as far off base as I could be, trying to figure out the Lions at 28?
No, I think even if a Derek Harmon is sitting there, maybe they go that route. But I agree with you. It's not going to be that flashy position where you're going to run out and buy their jersey. You're going to be like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this. No, it makes sense what you're saying, Mike, but that's what scares me because it makes sense. So that's when you realize the Lions went up and they traded up to get Colton Loveland. All right.
David, go ahead. Am I selling you this pen or you're like, Mike, forget it. You got no shot of figuring out what Holmes is doing.
Rico just nailed it, man. You're right, because it makes sense. It's not going to happen. Yes, they should keep drafting big men, whether it's offensive line or defensive line, because you always need that. Right now, I don't even know who's playing the second guard position. I don't know that right now. So you need a big man on the offensive line. You need rotation depth on the defensive line, but it makes too much sense. They're going to go flashy, and they're going to do whatever. Brad Holmes will do whatever he wants.
What if he does the unthinkable and just does what we've been asking for years and they do take an edge?
Oh, my.
I almost wouldn't know how to react.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Feminino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Yeah, I couldn't see that happening.
I would think something's wrong in the room. Maybe they got too much oxygen or something. That's what
you
I
know
would
what,
think.
David, here's what I would think. Wait for it. He's going to get moved. They drafted somebody in order to trade him to somebody else.
So let me ask this question to both of you and the listener. Pete Traeger had his mock draft. Now, again, I don't think any of these mock drafts are worth the paper they're written on. But at 28, he had the Detroit Lions taking Will Johnson. Now, to me, that would be the height of stupidity. You paid DJ Reed, you have Amik Robertson, and you have a pair of guys who, at least from a common sense perspective, will take a nice leap from year one to two in Terrion Arnold and Ennis Rakestraw, right? You have corners. Here's my question. The way this fan base operates with Brad, and I just got done saying, look, I just trust his drafts. He does a good job. Would you be able to somehow absolve any criticism and go, well, I guess he knows what he's doing? I was shocked to see a corner mock to the Lions. That's just, where do you even get that from?
I think it was a little bit of laziness. You know, he's a Michigan guy, so hometown kid. And if you do take Will Johnson, it screams that you made a mistake with Rakestraw and he's not going to turn into anything, because that seems a little bit of desperation. Because if you read what Traeger had to write, he was like, well, you know, he'll go up opposite of Terrion Arnold. It's like they have so many other corners that they brought in other than that. It was almost as if, and I'm shocked because Traeger knows a lot. And it's like, Traeger, they got a lot of corners. They're not hurting for corners whatsoever. So to take Will Johnson means that, in my opinion, Rakestraw was a mistake. That's what the Lions would be telling you.
David, I want to get some ticket text from you. I just wanted to bring up my possible idea on interior big person. Like, not a lot, because I think Brad is more than willing to build depth. I don't think he's out here drafting starters. He's not going to give in to whatever pressures and needs the fans have. Not happening. I won't be shocked if he takes a wide receiver. I wouldn't. In no way would I be shocked. Nothing shocks me anymore.
I think the only thing that would shock me if they took Shedeur Sanders. Now
okay.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, okay, now you win.
But other than that, any other position is like, okay, well, yeah, Brad's cooking. He knows something.
David, what do you got? Ticket text.
This is from Terrell at work. He says, although I love what Brad has done with this team, I've never fully bought into Holmes because I've always felt he doesn't value the pass rush. And it's literally cost us a Super Bowl appearance. Draft back-to-back pass rushers if I'm the GM.
But you're not. I love where your head's at, but look, man, here's the other thing. The reason you can't go out in general and do this Trey Hendrickson type stuff, look what you did today. 4 years and $86 million to Kirby Joseph, who's already signed this year. And if you didn't want to franchise him at the end of the year, you put the transition tag on him. What does it mean? Kirby, go shop your deal. And no matter what someone offers you, we get a chance to match it. And if the price is right, we'll keep you. And if the price isn't, you're gone. And instead, you made him the highest paid safety in the history of the league at damn near $22 million a year. Like, you're right. Look at the top 10 paid safeties in the sport. One thing in common. Ain't none of them in the Super Bowl. It's not a position I'm spending $17, $19, $21 million on. Kirby's a hell of a good player. I'm not doing it. Not where I don't have. Look, they have holes up front. Aiden coming back is obviously going to help. Duh. But Aleem McNeil's dead till the turkey is served. And you still don't have an edge on the opposite side anyone cares about. Marcus Davenport, he might get hurt making popcorn tonight. So, I'm with you, Texter, but I don't have any anger anymore because I just know they're not changing. Doesn't matter what my dumb ass says.
Mike is right. On interior big guy, Tyleek Williams or Zabel would be solid. I would love either of those at 28. I agree with you, Mike, but it's not just because it's a need. I feel like there's a glut of guys that meet the interior big guy profile at the back half of the first round. That is from Tom.
It's a very, very deep draft at those two positions. There's a lot of talent there. Mm-hmm. Look, I would love to see him move up and get a Kenneth Grant. No illusions about disruption. Just a guy that's going to command a double team. A guy that we are not letting you run the football. Right. And in the absence of Aleem McNeil, and it could be 8, 10, 12 weeks, yeah, there's a value in that. Right. Big time.
Right. But the beauty of it is you don't know who's going to fall because a lot of guys who, hey, these are top 10, top 15 picks, will be sitting there like, wait, what do you mean?
Yep.
You got your choice between Harmon and Nolan, and yeah, you do. So I'm with you. It makes perfect sense, and that's what scares me the most.
248-539-9797. We'll get more to people. We got a football today coming up at 4:45. A couple of Pistons notes for you as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.